This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1671. Can personality traits be changed?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In today's fast group conversation about personalities, we share our favorite and least favorite personality traits. You'll also hear our opinions about whether we're stuck with them or if they can be changed.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Rob. How are you guys? I'm excited to have three voices on the show today instead of just two. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's always so fun. And I think this is a first. I don't think it's ever been Lindsay, Michelle, and me, Aubrey, together in the podcast.
Aubrey. Guys, welcome to the show. We are in a couple of places today. We are on the regular podcast, but surprise, you can also watch this episode on YouTube. So very exciting. Guys, we are here to have a group conversation. Like we said, it's not just two speakers. It is three today. So guys, there are so many benefits to listening to more than two speakers, right? You improve your listening skills. It's just kind of a different kind of listening, don't you think?
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. There's that aspect of us talking over each other and interrupting.
Yes.
And who speaks next, that when that's just two podcast hosts, you don't hear that as much. So this prepares you a lot more for fast native group conversations.
Yes, exactly. And guys, this is all a part of our program, our Conversations and Coffee program. Guys, this is a program where you will get every week a great group conversation where you can practice your listening skills. It comes with the audio, a listening quiz, transcripts, and vocabulary. Oh my gosh, this is great. Guys, this is a conversation that you will not learn from a textbook. You won't get it in classrooms, right? So this will really, really prepare you for conversations with native English speakers, right? So what do you guys think?
Oh, yes. I like it. I love it. I love the idea of helping our listeners feel confident no matter what situation they end up in, right? The idea of being at an active dinner party or a cafe and everyone's around you and you understand what they're saying, it is the best feeling in the world, guys.
Yes. And we always talk about things that you're actually going to speak about in English with native speakers. Like today, we're talking about personality traits and can they be changed? I have had this conversation with friends before. So you need to be ready to be able to participate.
Exactly, guys. So stop wasting time, right, with your, you know, textbooks ways of learning, right? We are here with group conversations. So you can get into that program if you go to allearsenglish.com/fast, F-A-S-T. Push yourself. to improve. This is going to help you succeed so you stop missing connections and opportunities. So without further ado, let's get into that question. As Aubrey mentioned, the question for today is, can personality traits be changed? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just start with our initial thoughts when you hear that question. Lindsay, what do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think who you are is who you are. And like, you could broaden your mindset, you could open your mind throughout your life, but I think your basic personality traits are with you for life.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think?
I hope that's not true, because I have some personality traits that I really want to change, that I'm working on changing.
Oh, so no.
I hope you're wrong.
Oh, no. I mean, is that too personal of a question? I mean,
no,
I mean,
like, I have
Aubrey,
a
what
very...
is your favorite? I want to hear the positive.
Positive.
Yeah.
I want to hear the positive things first. What is your favorite thing about your personality?
Okay. Let me think. Lindsay, you go first, because I was only thinking the bad things.
Okay. All right. My favorite thing. Is that what you're asking me, Michelle? My favorite thing about my personality? Probably that I actually, well, it's kind of a double-edged sword. I'm a pretty empathetic person. And I know you're this way too, Michelle. I guess we all are, right? Empathy is, if you become a teacher, you're probably pretty empathetic. But that means I'm always reading what other people are thinking. I'm imagining what they're thinking. And are they comfortable? Are they okay? Oh. I do a little too much of that, right? Like trying to imagine and kind of sometimes I'm wrong about what's going on with them. I spend a lot of time thinking about how other people are experiencing a situation. So that's good, because I can accommodate people. I can make them feel comfortable. I can ask great questions. But at the same time, I can lose my center sometimes because I'm so worried about them. It may not appear that way, but that is what's going on in my head a lot. Mm. So it's a good and a bad.
So is that your favorite and least favorite? It sounds like it. Wow. Okay.
Just kidding, you won.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Killed two birds with one stone, Lindsay. Good answer. Yep. What about you, Aubrey? Have you come to any conclusions?
Yeah, I think my best personality trait is I'm very dependable. I'm not flaky. I know you guys taught the word flaky on the podcast not long ago, and I really try hard to not be. If I say I will be there, I'm there. And if I'm on time, and it really bothers me to not be, you know, I feel terrible. I apologize if I'm not. So I think I'm very dependable, loyal. You can count on me. Right. Yeah. So that's great. A good,
I can see that. I can see that being true.
Yeah.
What about you, Michelle?
Yeah. What's a positive? I guess that I'm empathetic. I would say that I'm, a positive I would say is that I'm very friendly. Like I really try
I agree with
to
that.
Be,
yeah.
What?
We can
I agree
hear
with that
in
oh,
your
thank,
voice.
Thank yeah. you. I really want to be friendly. It matters to me to be a friendly and kind person. I want people to feel that they can approach me, and that's a big value for me.
And everyone, right? I feel like you have a super inclusive outlook where that extends to everyone.
I would like it too. I don't want there to be, maybe it's also not such a good thing. Like maybe there should be, you know, some other aspect to it, but I don't want people to feel like they can't talk to me. I want them to feel comfortable around me. And like, kind of like Lindsay said, like that matters to me, that people feel good. And
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's interesting when I was thinking about this, because I chatted not that long ago with friends about, you know, what are personality traits that you feel like you're trying to improve but like Lindsay was saying, you're having a really hard time because it's just a part of who you are. It's pretty innate. No matter how much you fight it, it's not going away.
Interesting.
And one of them for me is I have a very addictive personality. Sometimes it's positive things that I'll be addicted to, and it's just like all I want to do, all I think about. And then sometimes it's not. It'll be things that are total wastes of time, right? And I just get really laser focused on one thing, and sometimes I'm letting things fall, you know, or neglecting things I shouldn't because I'm so excited about one thing, right? So it's hard sometimes to prioritize, and can be problematic.
Is it addictive or obsessive, would you say? Because I see the two, because I have kind of an obsessive personality with an idea. I get so excited. It's similarly, and it's not necessarily about actions. It's about following one path. I'm going to do this thing and it's going to consume me.
I think that's better than mine. Mine's more addiction. Like I'll get really into it was spike ball for a while. And that's all I wanted to do. And if my neighbors could play spike ball, even if I had something more important that I needed to do, or I should be spending time with my kids, I would go out to the park and play spike ball. This is so fun. Or like volleyball for a while. I was playing almost every morning and on Saturdays. And then I was in leagues in the evening because it's just, I kind of get addicted to it and I'm excited. That's what I'm good at. That's what I'm focusing on. And so maybe I'm neglecting my children, my family, or work because it's something I would rather
you're
be
not.
Doing.
I'm sure you're not. But, and you know, but it's important also for your kids to be able to see that you take that time to do something that you want. Like, so that's, I actually
within
look at that
reason.
And, yeah.
But I, okay, but you do so much. Like, I think that that's a positive thing.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I mean, I would say a negative for me, now that I'm thinking about that, I said I'm friendly, you know, it's like, is that a positive or is that like, is it like people pleaser or I don't know. Like I would say
like
that
what's my motivation.
Yeah. Right. Like, so, right. So maybe now we're getting deep. Am I just too much of a people pleaser? I don't know. But I have to think about it, but definitely a negative thing can be, I tend to ruminate on things. I tend to overthink things, be anxious. So
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Interesting.
Maybe because I'm a people pleaser. This is
right. Yeah. I think there's two sides to everything, right? There's a healthy side of it. Like, we just take a piece of it. If we don't take it too far, it can be healthy and adaptive. And if we take it too far, it can be unhealthy. I personally need to work on my listening skills. I don't think I'm the best listener. You know, in my personal life, I'm not the best listener. No, like all because I get so consumed in my head, like my own things, my own thoughts. I space out a lot. And so I'll miss what people are saying less at work, but more in my personal life. And so that doesn't go so well.
Yeah, oh, no. That's tricky because you have sort of all these other things you're thinking about. And it's hard to shut that off to really be present and listen to whatever someone's saying. That I get that. If you have been thinking about subscribing to our Conversations and Copy program, now is your chance. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast. In your inbox every Wednesday, you'll get a fast native group conversation along with a vocab lesson, transcripts, and a quiz. These are so fun, guys. You are missing out. So go now to allearsenglish.com/fast, F-A-S-T.
So I have a question for you guys. Like, the next question is, do you think that your personality ever changes depending on who you're with? Like, do you notice these? I mean, like, Lindsay, you were saying like more in your personal life. Like, do you notice any other aspects of your personality coming out more with certain people or less?
I've thought about this a lot. The concept of being kind of a chameleon, right? Mm-hmm. You can adapt. So I think to some extent, yes, I can talk to anyone. I could go to any networking event and have a conversation because I pay attention to what's going on in the world. I think about things, right? We talk about the culture of thinking. I stay up on topic so I can bend the conversation to that person, but I'm not going to like totally change my career or my hobbies based on one person I'm around or meet, right? So in a good way, yes, kind of, but not too much that I lose my center.
No, it's kind of like you were saying, at work, you're a good listener. You sort of shut that down and know you need to, but personal life is different. So you kind of adjust depending on how much you're prioritizing what you need to hear.
Exactly. The danger is when we prioritize the wrong things. We need to make sure, especially the listening piece. That's dangerous for me. I know.
Lindsay, what about you, Aubrey? Do you think it changes?
For sure. I can be very impatient, but depending on who I'm around, right? Mm-hmm. And this might come back to a little bit like if you're how much you're trying to impress someone or please someone, I can be very patient. But then maybe with my kids or my family or, you know, it depends on the moment, I can be so impatient. So that depends a lot on who I'm with, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
about you?
I mean, I think we're all different with our families. You know, I think that that's kind of a given.
How comfortable you feel with people, you know?
Yeah. But it's funny because I always think about if I'm shy or not shy, and it really kind of really depends. So I would say that I can't pick if I'm like I think of myself as an outgoing person, but you should see me sometimes. Sometimes I can be really quiet and like kind of
what context, Michelle? What context are you like a party maybe, or what kind of contexts? for that.
Meeting like a bunch of new people, maybe like that I could be worried about like a clique or, you know, maybe if you know, that kind of situation. Not like worried about a clique, but like just feeling, you know, if I try and put myself out there and then like maybe feeling like people aren't quite getting it, or like, you know, like, do you ever, and you start to question,
like, yourself. If they all know each other really well and you're kind of the odd one out,
that's
shy in that
I feel a little bit shy, but like in general, I love meeting new people. I'm excited about it, but overall I would say that I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I would say I'm very similar in many different contexts. I don't
you
think
are
that,
who you are no matter where you are.
I don't think that I like know how to change.
I kind of feel like a lot of us, I don't, maybe I'm speaking for myself, but the seventh grade, like the middle school trauma follows you throughout life. So it's like the cool kids, the clique. It's like, I wasn't a cool kid. I wasn't uncool, but I was just not one of the cool kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, but that really mattered to me when I was in sixth and seventh grade. And I feel like in some weird manifestation that's carried throughout life slightly. And it reminds me of when you mentioned that, Michelle, like all these new people that you don't know if you'll connect with them. It feels like remnants from earlier days, at least for me.
I hear that. Yeah.
I definitely feel like if there is, I know that I have things about my personality that I want to work on. And I think you might be right to some point that it's like, when it comes to personality traits, these are so ingrained that it's really hard to totally reverse them and someday be able to be like, that's not part of my personality. But I think we can, if we're really consciously focusing on it, I think we can at least minimize certain aspects of our personality that are not our favorites.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Right, right, right. Yes. Oh my gosh. Guys, this is a really, really interesting conversation. This is an example of, you know, our Conversations and Coffee program, where, like I said, on that you get transcripts, listening quiz, vocab, so much. This is such a great way to practice your listening skills that will in turn lead to great speaking skills. You'll know what people are talking about. You'll learn how to, you know, step into that conversation with a group. It's very different than with two people. So head on over to allearsenglish.com/fast to get more on that Conversations and Coffee program.
All right.
Thanks for chatting today. This was a fun conversation.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.